Welcome to the first of four bonus episodes of the GearyaGirl.com official podcast. I will be joined by Master RKC Michael Krivka for these four special episodes. They will only be about 10 minutes long, we hope, but we can't promise. Here is our first episode, Why the HKC-SCC Combo. As you may have noticed, an SCC-HKC combo has been added to the DragonDoor.com website. I'll be teaching the SCC as a senior PCC instructor, and as a master RKC, Michael Krivka will be teaching the HKC. So, Mike, why do you think these two workshops are so powerful together on the same weekend?
You know, the combination of the HKC and the SCC, if there's... If I had a choice between teaching the HKC and an RKC, mm-hmm. I would teach an HKC hands down, mostly because this is the foundational stuff. This is the grassroots introduction to the kettlebell, the swing, the goblet squat, the Turkish get-up, and these are the three things that are going to make a phenomenal difference in an athlete's performance, in their strength, in their mobility, in their transitional strength, in their ability to generate force. And you know, we overlook those to a certain extent in the RKC. Well, we got a lot of material. We got 3 days to go through this stuff. In a day, we can cover the swing, the goblet squat, and the get up. I mean, I could take a full day to teach the get up.
Right.
And I've got to restrain myself when I'm doing HKC, but there's such tremendously powerful techniques. And you take your normal personal trainer or coach who already has a very, very good foundation in other movement skills, and you add the swing, the goblet squat, the Turkish get-up to it, and you've got someone who can fill in a lot of blanks and a lot of athletes' holes. And not only just an advanced athlete, but your person who's walking off the street who really needs to develop some baseline strength. These are the things you want to start them with. These are the things you want to use to make them more bulletproof so they can move on to heavier loads and more volume and into more advanced techniques.
Absolutely. And I would agree with you on the HKC, those movements, those foundational movements. It's like these are the things which personal trainers really need to be teaching, not just athletes, but again, as you said, people off the street. You know, the hip hinge is so powerful, even just from an injury prevention standpoint. And, you know, for very similar reasons, the SCC, which is the one-day bodyweight strength calisthenics certification, we should say that's what SCC stands for. HKC
right.
is hard style kettlebell certification. So, you know, these are the both one-day foundational programs. And while you might say to yourself, oh, gee, well, I've watched YouTube. I know how to do a kettlebell swing. Okay, you hear Mike laughing, and he's laughing for a very good reason. You also might be like, well, I've been doing push-ups since PE class in elementary school, so I know how to do a push-up. Well, you know what? Those teachers tried their very best. They were dealing with a whole lot of wild children, of which we were all one at some point. And we got some funny ideas. Most people have very funny ideas of the basics there. The push-ups, the body weight squat, pull-up. The SCC goes back and works on those just basic basics. Before the call, Mike and I were talking about, you know, a lot of just the real power of the basics, and we're going to talk about that in great detail in a future bonus episode. But these two workshops, the HKC and the SCC, that you can do on one weekend with us in Gaithersburg, Maryland, they will really get you ready to work with any client coming in and at their level, and then get them off to an amazingly strong, injury-free start.
Yeah, and once again, the thing that I always run up against is someone says, oh, well, you know, I already know how to use a kettlebell. You know, I was professionally trained on YouTube, and, push-ups and pull-ups and squats and inversions and leg raises and bridges. I know all that stuff. Here's the thing, okay? I've been using kettlebells for 16 years.
Right.
Okay? It started in 2000. It's 2016. I've got a kettlebell in my hand probably 6 out of 7 days a week, if not 7 days a week.
Right.
And I do bodyweight work. I've been a martial artist since I've been doing martial arts since I was 13. So I've got 40 years under my belt in the martial arts. And that's all bodyweight skills, all movement skills, okay? There are things that you can show me in the SCC that most trainers haven't even touched on yet. Okay, yeah. And so I work with people on a daily basis on how to do a push-up who are trainers. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I have trainers come to me who I train in both kettlebells and bodyweight stuff, and they go, well, I just want to come in to have you look at my swing or look at my snatch. Okay. And what happens? We literally deconstruct their movement skills back to the deadlift into the swing, developing a backswing, understanding where forces generate and how the hinges utilized to manipulate force, and then go from there. They think they're coming in for a tune-up. They're coming in for a re-education, literally. So when it comes down to the combination of the HKC and the SCC, you may really think you have a good handle on, and you may very well have that. But I can pretty much guarantee that you're going to come away with a completely different appreciation for those three basic skills in the HKC and those six basic skills in the SCC. There's no question. We're going to blow you away. I mean, there's no question in my mind. There are things there that you really either don't have a good handle on yet, or things that you need to look at again and go, you know, the basics are the basics for a reason, and they need to be respected and developed. And this is a great way for a beginner to get a solid foundation for a intermediate or advanced practitioner to go back and relook at the basics behind both of those systems and go, oh man, I think I missed this the first time through, or the first three or four times through.
Well, and the other thing is, and I should add, these are on June 11th, that's the HKC, and June 12th is the SCC. I've helped instruct at a number of PCC workshops since its very beginning in 2013, and something that we keep seeing over and over and over again is we'll have very, very fit instructors who are absolute bodyweight enthusiasts, and they themselves are absolutely fantastic at performing some of the master level movements, some of the intermediate advanced movements, but it's been so long since they were doing those first steps that not only does it take a minute for them to kind of get back into that groove, but they need some help in teaching how to communicate the how-to of these. For instance, the often maligned knee push-up. Do you notice I said knee push-up? I did not assign gender to the knee push-up.
Yep.
Okay.
No, and I agree.
Now, here's the thing. You know, so we had a guy come in and, you know, amazing, amazing physique, excellent technique on the regulation push-up. Well, you know, Grandma Betty's coming in on Monday to train. And I can about tell you she's not going to be doing a regulation push-up with her feet together, toes on the floor, all that good stuff. And he's got to be able to teach her either, you know, a raised push-up, which would be a great example, or the knee push-up. Now, if he hasn't done either of those, it's like, oh, well, shoot, if I'm doing a push-up on a railing, where do my hands go? Why? How do I explain this to someone else? How do I tell her to keep her elbows in, etc., you know? And so going through a lot of these early steps, we found there were missing pieces. And these are accomplished trainers, very fit people, very smart people. And it's like, hey, we just need to go back and review some of this stuff that was so far in your own personal physical past that, you know, it bears repeating. Same with, you know, the swing. You know, you and I and most of our you know, friends in the RKC and Dragon Door, you know, we're all so focused on we know the importance of the basics, but we really need to communicate that to others. And, you know, I go back, I do those kettlebell deadlifts. I do a lot of the early swing drills, even though I've been swinging a kettlebell since about 2008, 2009, starting the correct, swinging it correctly. Yeah, I got a DVD. Yeah. I knew it all, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I got a good DVD, but still, nothing beats the live coach, you know, and he did totally roll his eyes at me, and I totally earned it. But and Mike and I will not roll our eyes at you, so no worries there.
But we may laugh at you, but we won't let roll eyes at you.
I don't do that. That's Mike. So anyway, you know, these basics are so important, not only for us to have in our own practice, but to be able to teach and fully communicate to a variety of clients who have a variety of learning styles. So the more cues, ideas, and the clearer you are on these basics, the more easy it will be to teach them to others of
But see, also think of it as trainers. I'm presenting at the Strength and Health Conference in August for Dragon Door. And I'm very excited to do that. You are too? Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. We're going to have so much fun. Part of my presentation is, okay, how many of you guys, raise your hand, are training professional athletes? Okay, how many of you are training NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB? How many of you are training NCAA, you know, Division One athletes? How many of you are training Division Two? How many of you are training, you know, Golden Glove boxers? It's a very, very small number of people who can raise their hands and say that in
right.
the whole community.
Right.
I mean, maybe 5% of us touch a tech, you know, so how many of you train Tier 1 spec op people? Okay, I could raise my hand. I do that, okay? But once again, I'm in the 5% of the whole population of personal trainers who have an opportunity to work with that level of athlete, okay? How many of you guys are taking people off the street, off the couch, and building them up at the point in time where they can move safely and efficiently? There's 90% of your clients right there. Okay,
absolutely.
So forget about training Navy SEALs. Forget about training NFL athletes. Forget about training, you know, Tier 1 spec op guys. Focus on the basics. Focus on the rest of the population who so desperately needs your help. Well, guess what? That's what an HKC-SEC combo is. It's for the rest of the world. It's for the world. Not the high, not the elite, but they need it too, and I can tell you a story with that as well. We need to focus on the population of people out there who we can make the greatest impact in their lives, which is, you know, Joe Q and Sally Q Public.
Right, absolutely. And I'm kind of laughing because, you know, I do all these interviews for Dragon Door, and a lot of times I'm talking to pro athletes or former Olympians,
yeah.
you know, and I've spoken with a lot of people that are, you know, former very, very big deal scary military. And, you know, again, what is it that they need? They need those basics, those basic movement patterns for injury prevention, for, like, in the case of the military people, you know, they're dealing with a lot of gear and equipment on them. And if they don't move correctly, it's an injury waiting to happen.
Lots of wear and tear.
So everybody needs this stuff. And in our next bonus episode, Mike and I will be discussing how these basics feature in our own training. But you'll have to wait for that episode for a few more days at least. Remember to register for the HKC-SCC combo in Gaithersburg, Maryland on June 11th and June 12th. And if you do so before April 30th, you will save an additional $100 on both of those together. We hope to see you there. It will be awesome. Mike and I have hosted a combo workshop before many years ago, and a good time was had by all. And more importantly, a whole lot of learning was had by all. So we're looking to repeat that performance with this new combination of the HKC and SCC on June 11th and June 12th in Gaithersburg.
Can't wait.